The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on 89.7 FM WTBR and 88.1 at WSBR in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. Mm-hmm. We have the most people we've had in a long time in the studio. Bev, are you excited? Bev is operating the board as always. We have the folks from the Shakespeare and Company Fall Festival in the studio with us this morning. Kevin Coleman, who is, do you call yourself the king of the Fall Fest or founder, director of education, king, emperor? Goodness. There's lots of titles. So without Kevin Coleman, there would not be a Fall Fest. And then we have Darius and Nairi, who are the directors of the Pittsfield High School's production of Hamlet. Mm-hmm. There are 10 schools doing this. So we're going to start with Kevin. And there are people, before we went on air, which this is just unheard of to me, there are people in Pittsfield and Berkshire County that do not know what the Fall Festival is. So Kevin's going to start with what is the Fall Festival.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. And it's a pleasure to be here. Okay. The Fall Festival is 10 high schools up and down Berkshire County, over in New York State, Columbia County, two schools, and then as far east as Springfield, mm-hmm. 10 high schools doing full productions of Shakespeare all at the same time. Then they perform them at their schools, and then they come to Shakespeare and Company in Lenox and perform them over a four-day period on our main stage, one after another, with half-hour crossover between the shows. And each show looks wildly different. And they're all Shakespeare. They're all full productions. Mm-hmm. There's up to 30-some kids in each of the shows, fully costumed, dances, sword fights, mm-hmm. music. It's wild. A radio station from Boston came out one time and called it a rock concert.
That's what I have that quote right here.
I know. Isn't that great?
This is a rock concert of Shakespeare. Show after show after show, the theater is jammed with kids and adults cheering for the performers and the productions. WBUR in Boston said that. And it's true. You can't describe it. Here we are trying to describe it. We're trying to tell you what it's like to go to the shows at Shakespeare and Company. We can't describe it until you see it. There's hissing. Kids in the audience hiss.
Stamping their feet. There are standing ovations during the show.
Yes.
You know, during the show.
And it's usually
like the action on stage stops and the audience is standing and cheering and screaming.
And it's usually
so wonderful.
It's just like, you know, pushing the chair out so that everyone can sit on it in 2 seconds.
Yes.
And it's amazing. I love it. It's great.
It is unlike any other thing you've ever heard of. It's mm-hmm. the 37th year that this has been going on. The 37th year. So each school has directors of their particular production. Mm-hmm. And Pittsfield High School, which is in Pittsfield, that's why we have the directors from Pittsfield High School. Pittsfield High School is so fortunate to have Darius and Nairi as their directors. And the production is Hamlet. Mm-hmm. So let's walk through how this whole thing came about, the audition process, it's not all theater kids. So talk about that.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about recruitment?
Yes. Oh my gosh. So at the beginning of this process, we go out into the high schools and start letting everyone know, hey, the Fall Festival is starting. So this year we went classroom to classroom and we gave a little speech and just showed this trailer that is truly incredible and gets the kids so excited and hype about the project. And then we go in a couple days later for mm-hmm. auditions where we see, oh my gosh, I think this year we saw like 40 kids.
Mm-hmm. 40 or like 45, somewhere around there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Came in, had a great time, played some games, got to know who they are. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the games, that's the whole audition process right there.
Yeah, that's the basis of our model, because I think when we imagine traditional audition forms, it's that, you know, you come in with something prepared, you stand mm-hmm. up on front of a stage all alone, and you look out to people who are, you know,
judging you as they look at you, present the best of whatever you've got, and then you leave and you go cry and pray and hope that you got into the show, you know?
But this is not like that.
No, the model is so different. The basis of it is that by using games as an avenue to get to know the students, it gives them availability to have more sort of like connection to each other, to themselves. They're activated in a different way when they're just being playful, as opposed to when they feel like they have to present something. That's
right. This is very, again, unusual and special. You do not know what production of Shakespeare you are going to do at the audition. You base it on the kids auditioning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%. And the kids are always so excited about this part of the process as well, like knowing that, oh my gosh, we get to have a say in what show we do. Mm-hmm. They come in, they've had ideas like, oh my gosh, we want to do a comedy, we want to do a tragedy.
We want to do a history.
And they're so excited about it. So once we go through this process of playing games and getting to know who these kids are, mm-hmm. then we sit down together and we go, okay, what does it seem like would fit this group of kids, like based on what they want and what we feel they need and could really use to help boost confidence or give them the skills that they're seeking. Because we have people who come in and sign up like, hey, I really want to learn how to, I don't know, run a light board or mm-hmm. how to use a rapier. And guess what? We take that into consideration. We're choosing our plane. We go, hey, oh my gosh, this kid wants to use a rapier.
We want to pick a show that has one in there. Yeah, exactly. And of course, it's not completely blind for us who have had the privilege of being at Pittsfield last year. We've gotten to know the student body a bit. And then we're also aware of the different shows that they have done over the past few years. So, of course, we're not going to do Tempest 2 years in a row. Right. But then we understand, oh, what have they been working on? What could they still be working towards? What's going to help them grow not only as artists, but with each other, with their sense of community? What is going to support them in rounding out who they are as people so that when they step into the work with each other, they have more capacity to play?
It's awesome. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. Kudos to PCTV and 89.7 for all the election coverage that they did this week in Pittsfield. And congratulations to all the incumbents and the newly elected positions in Pittsfield. We have an amazing show this week. We are talking to the people behind the scenes of Shakespeare & Company's Fall Festival. We have Kevin Coleman here from Shakespeare & Company. He's the director of education and the emperor of the Fall Fest, is what we just said.
Oh, my goodness.
And Darius and Nayiri are the directors of the Pittsfield High production of Hamlet. That is one of 10 schools taking part in Fall Fest, and it will all come together in one amazing weekend at Shakespeare and Company. Before that, the production of Hamlet takes place at Pittsfield High School the weekend of Friday, November 14th at 7:30, and then Saturday, November 15th at 2:30. You should definitely be following Shakespeare and Company's education program on social media, and also Pittsfield High School's Proteus program, P-R-O-T-E-U-S, on social media, because all of the information is there. There is a link to buy tickets ahead of time for that Pittsfield High School production. And of course, Shakespeare and Company, shakespeare.org, has the link to buy tickets for all of the events at Shakespeare and Company. So Kevin, before we went on air, you were talking about how there are kids that have done this for 6 years mm-hmm. and how they're learning Shakespeare, but it's so much more than that. So talk about that and the experiences over the years.
There's a couple things I think. I'm so glad Nayiri and Darius talked about the auditions. The reason we play games is because we want to include and welcome and invite more students. And if they don't have to prepare anything, they don't have to get up alone, it's not as high a hurdle. And when they play games, they show up authentically. And then we, as the directors, get to see them authentically. And that's how we decide, oh, let's do this play. We think this play would really excite them, or they're interested in this play. Mm-hmm. So it's a much, I think it's a much more humane model than the professional audition model that gets imposed in the educational setting. That's just foolish. And it excludes more kids than it welcomes.
Because the model of this from the beginning, 37 years of this, has always been inclusiveness.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not competitive. This is a collaborative, celebratory model. Mm-hmm. You get to, that's why they cheer the other schools. Mm-hmm. Over the course of the rehearsal, we have four common classes where all the schools can come together and you know, get to know each other, work with each other, do stage combat with each other, do clown, do voice work, do technical theater with each other. So by the time they come to the festival, they've made a lot of friends in all these other schools. So it's such a warm, welcoming, inviting audience. So it's really at the heart of the festival that it's not a competition, mm-hmm. it's a celebration. And that's wildly different than almost every other model in their lives. Mm-hmm. They're competing for grades, their sports teams competing. It's like, it's, we can have a better model. And it's as every bit as valuable and authentic as the competitive model.
Yeah, and I think what I appreciate about you talking about it's an inclusive model is that even with the model that's been created, it's something that we say commonly that, you know, it's an imperfect model. We're not expecting everyone to show up perfect and know how to collaborate and know how to be their most generous version of themselves. This is only Pittsfield High School's fourth year in the 37-year run. So there's so much that we're still learning about how to really blend in towards celebrating other people and in lifting each other and locking arms with each other and deciding that, you know, what we're putting together is worth our time, energy, effort, each other. And we can uplift ourselves and uplift the other 9 schools that are participating in the same exact way.
It really is unlike anything you've ever seen. And the Pittsfield High School Hamlet, for example, if there are 30 kids in only roles, quote unquote, for 12, you work around that. Talk about that, because that's cool.
Oh, yeah. there truly is a place for everyone in this model. Like, we don't have a singular Hamlet and a singular Ophelia. We have multiples. We will cast as many as we feel would best serve the play and the students, mm-hmm. right? So we double up, triple up some of the roles. We might... split a role into 2 characters and give one a new name. Yeah, so have a Mr. and Mrs. Polonius, perhaps.
Yeah, right? Yeah. We have a Cecilia and a Polonius in our show, and traditionally in the script, it's just Polonius, but in this form of the story, Ophelia and Laertes have parents. They don't have just a father. And so it does adjust a bit of the storyline, but it still gives them a full capacity to be able to explore a story, and not only do that, but it gives more students the opportunity to be able to play in that role or in that space, which is why we do the splitting of roles, to give more students the opportunity to have the chance to bring it alive on stage with each other.
And the way Shakespeare and Company does this, again, is unlike anything else, because you say to yourself, oh my gosh, there's 3 Hamlets. How in the world are you going to make this happen? Mm-hmm. It works, and it's not confusing to the audience.
Oh.
Like, because you think, oh, there's 3 people playing this one role. How am I going to figure that out? Oh no, you figure it out in the audience. There's one example of, I don't even know when, last year or the year before, where someone like fell down and said, I'm down, and like, I'm down, and the other person came in and replaced them. It was hysterical. It just was like a comedic way of replacing them. Yeah. And so you do these things where, because in my head, I'm like, how in the world are 3 people going to play Hamlet? Mm-hmm. But then it just is seamless. It's like they divide the roles. They're sometimes all on stage, sometimes not, and it's not confusing as an audience member. So that's another awesome thing with Shakespeare. Shakespeare and Company in your model or template that you do, it's seamless.
Yeah, and it's particularly in our education department that really sort of lives on this model and also helps to encourage and remind people that, like, there are multiple ways to play a role. There are multiple ways to be involved. All of our tech students that get involved. Can you talk a little bit about them, Darius?
Oh my gosh. So we always, every year, there are students who want to be a part of this project, but don't perhaps want to be on stage. And that's totally okay, yeah, because we have room for you. So this year we have a tech team of about 10 students. Mm-hmm. Roughly.
Yeah.
And we have them in positions from stage management to lighting, mm-hmm, sound, publicity.
Weapons master. Wardrobe.
Props master, wardrobe. And the way these students take ownership over these roles is truly a beautiful thing. Like, they are really helping us to keep this show together. So they come in, like, and we're not just putting you, oh, hey, you can go on tech because there's no...
Yeah, there's nothing for you to do on stage. No, like, it's that they have...
actually putting this together.
Yeah, they find joy in doing the piece of collaborative work that is theater. It doesn't necessarily involve them being the front face of what's happening, but still understanding that they are an integral part of putting this whole entire thing together.
Of course, yes. And the theater, the poster is cool. There's people that make the poster.
Yes, yep. Yes.
And
students.
I'm just like, wow.
Publicity, that's our publicity team.
Yes, so it's really very cool how it all comes together. And as an audience member, you're like, wow, they really do know what they're doing over there at Shakespeare and Company. 37 years they've been doing this. I guess they kind of know what they're doing over there. It's not their first rodeo. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on 89.7 FM WTBR and 88.1 FM WSBR in Lee. I am going to read this because they're amazing here at WTBR, and they ask us to. 89.7 WTBR FM is proud to announce our 7th annual one-day on-air fundraiser. The event will take place on Thursday, November 20th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Don't miss our guests, including local dignitaries and your friends and neighbors from the community. Aww. There will be plenty of incentives you can win, including restaurant gift certificates, tickets to local cultural attractions, and much more. And you can make your donation to the Rock Box right now at WTBRFM.com. Again, the 7th annual one-day on-air fundraiser is Thursday, November 20th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. It also happens to be the opening day for the Fall Fest at Shakespeare and Company, mm-hmm, in Lenox. So this is, we have all the folks here from Shakespeare and Company's Fall Fest. Kevin Coleman, the director of education and the emperor of Fall Fest.
Oh my goodness.
Darius and Nayiri are the directors of Hamlet, which is the Pittsfield High School production. So everyone does their productions at their own school. Mm-hmm. And then Thursday, November 20th, is when it all starts at Shakespeare and Company. There are 10 schools from Thursday the 20th to Sunday the 23rd. They all perform their one production at Shakespeare and Company. So walk us through. You're at every one of them, aren't you, Kevin?
I am. 36. After 36, you know, I was 2 years old when this started.
Of course,
so
you were.
I thought five, maybe five.
You could at least speak. So yeah. Five.
I want you to know that this model that over the years, and it's not just, you know, I would like to acknowledge the hundreds of artists that have worked on this, the education artists that have contributed to this model. And we do approach it with some humility and say it's an imperfect model, but it's such an elegant model, and it's so inclusive that kids that never do theater have an opportunity to, like, enter the theater world and see, oh, this is what it's about. So it's so elegant. It's so humane. This model of the Fall Festival is replicated in Atlanta, Georgia. They've been doing it for 20-some years after they came and worked with us. In Vancouver, in Portland, Oregon. One is starting up in Portland, Maine, in Long Island. We've had 4 years of festival in Israel before the war started and it all stopped. Mm-hmm. In Toronto, in two companies in Australia,
wow,
are modeling this festival. So
it's amazing.
It's We want people to know about it, but especially local people, because you'll never see a more excited, engaged, participatory, screaming and stomping audience. It's just wild. And I think this was kind of the Elizabethan audience in those playhouses. I think it was wild.
Oh, that's I agree.
Completely irreverent.
Yep. It's very, very Shakespeare. It's Shakespeare. It's what you do in the round theater of Shakespeare, for sure. And this is all at the Tina Packer Playhouse at Shakespeare and Company, Thursday, November 20th. So these are the schools involved. Chatham High School is doing Julius Caesar. Monument Mountain is 12th night. Lee Middle and High School, Much Ado About Nothing. Pittsfield High School's Hamlet, as we said. Lenox is doing Romeo and Juliet. Berkshire Waldorf High School is doing Hamlet. Greylock is doing Twelfth Night. Springfield Central is doing Romeo and Juliet. Taconic Hills is doing Macbeth. And Mount Everett is doing Richard III. Mm-hmm. So this starts on Thursday, November 20th at 6:15 p.m. Chatham High School kicks it off. And then it goes all the way till Sunday, November 23rd. The last one is at 3:30 Mount Everett Regional Schools, Richard III. We should point out that Pittsfield High School's Hamlet is at 8:30 on Friday, November 21st, 8:30 p.m. at the Shakespeare and Company's Tina Packer Playhouse. All of these have tickets available in the Shakespeare website is quite easy to manage. Mm-hmm. You can click on Get Tickets.
So I want to just say a word about our website. Our website is shakespeare.org. There are over 400 Shakespeare companies around the world. We are shakespeare.org.
How in the world did you get that?
Well, was it a student of yours? Kevin,
was,
I'm someone I was who
directing
knew Kevin.
I was directing a show at MIT, and a student came in and said, I did this wonderful thing, but it's not going to make any sense for a couple more years. Mm-hmm. When MIT was one of the five universities that were at the beginning of the internet. MIT, and this kid was involved in that project and brought in, he sequestered that website name.
And he got it for you.
And he got it for and he pays it off each year because he knows, you know, we'll forget. So he just pays it off each year.
That's amazing. Put that on auto pay or something. I can't have this poor man paying this whole time. I mean, I'm sure
he donates it.
Happy to do so. And also,
I was wondering about
that. On,
that's a coveted
a
web address.
Yeah. Shakespeare.org.
Shakespeare.org.
That is funny.
Mm-hmm.
And just part of the luck. Over the 37 years, you got this guy giving you the Shakespeare.org.
Yeah, but that's
little
what it
MIT
is when you
student.
Give to people. When you give to people, when you offer them something invaluable, they seek to do the same thing.
Absolutely. So we're talking about the Shakespeare and Company's Fall Festival. It's the 37th Fall Festival. As a radio station in Boston calls it, a rock concert of Shakespeare. It's totally true. When you go to that Shakespeare and Company, Tina Packer Playhouse, there are people stomping their feet. There are people hissing at the bad characters. I, at first, was very offended when I heard the hissing. I'm like, this is rude. What are we hissing at? But no, all the kids were into it. They were into it. And they know the bad characters. Characters. I was like, oh, is this person a good character? Is this person? I don't know Shakespeare as well as the kids do. Mm-hmm. And so they know the bad characters. They know when to hiss. They know when to stomp. They know when to stand up and say, you're a hero. They know when someone dies, you can still clap because it was a tragedy and they were meant to die. I mean, it's just like nothing you've ever seen. Highly recommend, even if you have no one that you know involved in this, go check it out. They're usually 60 to 90 minutes. Shakespeare and Company, it starts on Thursday, November 20th, and goes till until Sunday. There are 10 schools, and you can see what each play is when you go to shakespeare.org, and if you have a particular fondness for one of them, pick that. But if not, pick what you want. We are a little bit bias that we like Pittsfield High School's Hamlet production.
Yes.
So Pittsfield High School is again producing theirs, presenting theirs, Hamlet, on Friday, November 14th and Saturday, November 15th as well. We have about five more minutes. So I think that if there's someone listening that has a kid that is or thinks they have a kid that might want to be involved, talk about getting involved next year.
I would say keep an eye out for when we show up to the school. It's usually something that starts getting spread around. Teachers start talking about it. The people in the front office start talking about it. We try to get up posters so that people can see that it's happening. And also do a courageous thing. Step out of your comfort zone. Step out of your boundaries. I would say, you know, get to know somebody who's already done it and maybe go with them as they've gone. That's a great way to get involved.
Absolutely. There is space for you. No matter how you want to be involved, the level at which you want to participate, we can meet you there. There is a spot for you in the Fall Festival of Shakespeare.
And if you are thinking about it, come to the one at Pittsfield High School and check it out. Go to the Shakespeare and Company show and check it out because it is something to be seen. And I know that all of the kids involved in each production at each high school would welcome you with open arms as to be there, meant to be your mentor. Mm. And show you around and come on, let's do this. Mm-hmm. And that whole 4 weeks of common classes that happen for mm-hmm. each school, they're all bused to Shakespeare and Company mm-hmm. and they get taught how to fight with swords. I mean, mm-hmm. how cool is that? Like, that is one class. So
yeah, out of the many that we offer, common classes are an opportunity for students from every single one of the 10 participating schools to have a space to get together and not only learn skills but build the community that they will be participating in when the active festival is happening. And over the past few years that I've been participating in the festival, I've seen what it does to be able to give children that space, to give them an opportunity to build their own forms of community. I don't know if we've mentioned at all the Fill the Quill campaign that's running now at Shakespeare and Company, where donations are being, you know, requested to support this program and its continuation. Because although it's a beautiful, phenomenal program that really pours back into the youth of our community,
It costs money.
Yeah,
of course it does.
It costs money. It needs support. It needs you. It needs people who are interested in seeing our children flourish into the adults that make up the society that we live in.
Yep. And there is a match going on, which is amazing. There's great people in this community that love Shakespeare and Company because they went to one show and said, wow, I need to be a part of this, or their children were a part of it for years. So shakespeare.org is where you want to go. Oh yes, it's a $50,000 match challenge.
Yeah, so if we meet it, we're met with another $50,000, and that supports all of the schools, all of the directors who come to teach at the schools, all of our professionals at the company who are helping to organize the schedules for this. It all takes the pour in of a community. And I would hope that anyone listening is considering contributing to it.
Yes, of course. So Shakespeare and Company's 37th Fall Festival. Kevin Coleman started this when he was 5 years old, so he's still very, very young. And 37th
Stop
Fall Festival, Pittsfield High School is doing Hamlet. Hamlet. So the most famous line for Hamlet that everybody knows.
Mm-hmm. To be or not to be.
Okay, that's from Hamlet. That's mm-hmm. the only thing I remember. When Ben came home and said, we're doing Hamlet, I'm like, okay, to be or not to be. That's the one thing I know. So, 37th Fall Fest, Pittsfield High School is doing Hamlet Friday, November 14th and Saturday, November 15th.
And it's happening on the 21st, Friday the 21st at 8:30 at Lenox.
At Lenox, mm-hmm. at Shakespeare and Company. Shakespeare.org for the tickets at Shakespeare and Company. Pittsfield High School Proteus social media for all of the happenings going on there. I did want to mention quickly that Taconic High School Theater Department is also presenting a show this fall. It's called You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, the popular musical comedy based on, of course, Charles Schulz's comic strip Peanuts. And you can go to the Taconic Theater Department's social media to get more information on that. That is also November 14th and 15th at Taconic theater department. Yay, theater! Right?
Well, thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Darius and Nairi from Pittsfield's. So Nairi and Darius are from Pittsfield High School's Hamlet. Kevin is from Shakespeare and Company. They're all associated with Shakespeare and Company's Fall Festival, which is just an amazing program. Thank you for all you do for the kids in this community.
Thank you so much.
And Bev, thanks always for operating
the
board.
Yes, thank you guys.
Have a good week, everybody.
Bye.
That was wonderful. That was nicely done. Yeah.